Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Tuesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. You know, with the personnel turnover that's going on in today's world, the turnover of vendors, outsourcing, insourcing, made me think of this rhetorical question. Do most organizations transfer knowledge well? And I think the answer is a resounding no. There are many academic studies that show greater than 50% of knowledge is lost with every transfer. So you may have great knowledge. You outsource it to a vendor, and now you're at 50%. Those studies say you lose 30 to 50% and on average. So let's say you're at 50%. And then their internal staff of your vendor turns over. So now you're at 25% of where you were. Every time it turns over, you lose that percentage. That's why another thing that I want to make sure I point out, so I'm going to say it at the first, is that if you are looking at outsourcing in your organization, you must invest in good knowledge. If you're only at half capacity and you lose 50%, that's a lot bigger loss than having it at good shape. So with the high level of job turnover and layoffs, this is a big pain point for most organizations. It's very evident in the outsourcing industry. Very evident. And the blame goes to both the client organization and the outsourcer. The client organization should have had knowledge documented all along. There should be strong run books with regular updates so the outsourcing partner can just continue on. The outsourcing partner usually provides a knowledge transfer, a KT strategy, that has just 2, 3, 4 weeks of knowledge documentation. Now think, those of you that have been in your role for a while, do you think you could transfer everything you know in 2, 3 weeks? No. You just get the basics down. And this is where the knowledge is lost. That when this happens, call Sally. When this happens, call Joe. Oh, we patch on the every quarter. See, all that kind of stuff always misses. And I see these outsourcing knowledge, KT, knowledge transfer strategies of 2 weeks of job shadowing and 2 weeks of reverse job shadowing. I think that's not enough. And this whole model is flawed in many ways, including how much of one's job can you really transfer in 2 weeks? If you know your job very well, can you really explain it to someone who doesn't understand context of everything in 2 weeks? No. Here's another one that's even more important. How much of one's job will someone share if they're about to be laid off because their job was outsourced? I don't know many people that are that altruistic to their organization. In almost every occasion, the outsourcer uses people who are less experienced than those whom they're replacing. I see this almost every time. An outsourcer will take a role that is a senior level and they will replace it with a junior level. So not only are you losing the knowledge, you're losing the context. And it's nothing against these junior level people. They are putting in a tough spot. Now they are supposed to replicate this person that has 10, 15 years of experience and have very little knowledge transferred. Also, most times the outsourcer has turnover, planned turnover, after the initial transition. There'll be an A team, so to speak, who manages the transition. And the client organization doesn't realize this. They think, oh, these people will be here forever. No, they're gone in 90, 180 days tops. And usually you have at least one more turnover for half your staff that's been outsourced within the first year. So that means you've turned over those 1.5 on average times in the first year. Now multiply 50% of knowledge lost times that number. You are down to very little knowledge left. The time is now to invest in documenting your knowledge, your run books. This is something that we at Service Management Leadership would love to help you all with, if this is something that you desire. Also, we help organizations as they go through outsourcing to help them be able to transition well and do things the right way. This is Jeffrey T. Fertiller. Thank you for joining us this Tuesday. We ask that you have a great day. Follow our LinkedIn company page and let me know how we can help you in your organization. Bye.